This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love it when you join in. You can at any time you wish at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. If you had any thoughts on our, maybe your analytics tell you, I'll call later in the day. I'll call during the 7 o'clock Eastern time hour. It's so funny here. Ed says to me, John, if you understood analytics, sometime I could have a conversation with you. Yes. Here's your analytics, Ed. I could have filled out the Phillies lineup card yesterday without any use of analytics. I know the Phillies personnel, not as well as Gabe Kapler does, but I know the Phillies personnel. I could have filled out that lineup card before I walked into church. I could have come out, done nothing to it, and my team could have won by 19 runs also. It had nothing to do with analytics. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Zero. So for an analytics, the analytics zealots to come out yesterday in defense of Gabe Kapler and be like, see, the analytics are working tonight. Don't hear any of the anti-analytics crowd. What was analytics about yesterday? Seriously, folks. I mean, in all seriousness, I don't get it. I get it. There are zealots in every walk of life. But if you're one of those analytic zealots and you are going to back Gabe Kapler for his moves where he has had three horrendous games managing. Three absolutely horrendous games. He's managed seven major league games, and three of them, whether it's defensive alignment, were you at that game? Were you at the Mets Phillies game?
I went on Tuesday night for the Mets and Phillies.
Okay, so you weren't at the game when he had his defensive alignment just so beautifully.
Boy, it has
drawn
been, but I still can't get over the opener there with taking out Nola. I mean, 68.
I'm sitting there.
68 pitches. He was rolling.
I'm sitting behind home plate going, this can't be happening.
That's something you do in the postseason, not opening day of the regular season with your ace pitcher on the mound. 68 pitches he had thrown.
It's truly
incredible.
And again,
incredible. It's also, I mean, that's something that you do if you have, like, elite relievers in your bullpen.
Yes.
The Phillies don't have a Chapman or an Andrew Miller in the bullpen.
Well, here's what I would also say to you. It's another thing that any analytics discussion ends and begins and should hear. So if you get into one of these debates, the analytics doesn't allow you to change, to manage, to use your gut. When you're Gabe Kapler and the spreadsheet tells you, third time through the lineup, I've got a 5-0 lead and my ace on the mound. But you know what? 68 pitches, he's out. It doesn't allow you to change your mind if your ace is on the mound or if your fifth starter's on the mound. The same analytical idea applies. You don't get to break away from it with your gut. And that's just dumb. If the same formula in your head you're managing by is based on a number of pitches and not the person throwing the number of pitches, and now the big thing is how stressful the pitches were, if your formulas don't allow you the flexibility to say, well, wait a minute, I know I'm supposed to be thinking around this point, third time through the lineup, 70 pitches, 68 pitches, I'm supposed to be thinking about a pitching change. If your formula, if your rigid formula doesn't allow you to say, but wait a minute, my ace is on the mound today. He's dealing. He's been stress-free today. I'm going to roll with this. I'm not going to ask the bullpen to go and get me 14 outs or 11 outs, 12 outs. I'm going to ask the bullpen to get me less. That's where it just falls apart. It absolutely falls apart at that point. Sometimes we just have to tell our moms to back off. And our dads, too, I guess. In fact, we've seen far more examples of dads where they have either destroyed their children's careers, meddled in their children's careers, become a bother in their children's careers. Todd Marinovich, LeVar Ball, just to name a few. But we're seeing a fascinating story of a boy and his mom, a young man and his mom, a professional athlete now and his mom in Lamar Jackson. And we now see the stories that various NFL teams have been even trying to contact Lamar Jackson and can't get in touch with him. Lamar Jackson made the decision, which just boggles the mind, to say, you know, I don't need an agent for my first contract. And he's quoted as saying, I know what I'm going to get paid in my first contract. We know what the money is because they sort of have it slotted, so I don't need an agent to do that. Lamar, I know that Louisville has got some questionable characters running their sports programs. When you're talking about a school that had Patino and Petrino under the same roof, there's some strange guidance there. But you are getting really bad advice because Lamar Jackson, I have seen an NFL rookie contract. I've actually seen one. And by the way, you can go on the internet and you can actually see some stuff redacted, some of the stuff redacted, but you can see some of the language of an NFL rookie contract. And Lamar, I'm just going to say to you, I'm a guy who has been involved in contract negotiations for myself. I've been a guy who has been involved in contract negotiations in my previous business career. And I would have a lawyer go over the legalese because I could still look at an NFL rookie contract and not know what this means, not know what this means. Explain this to me. Let's do that. And you don't know either. But you think you do. And that's the most dangerous thing in the world. When we embark on an endeavor, especially when we are going up against people who have lawyers for their lawyers at their disposal at any time. Their wording, their calculations, their decision making, they're cold, they're calculating. They slip stuff in. You got to be prepared for this. You must be prepared. And you claiming that you don't need an attorney, you don't need an agent, because you know what you're going to get paid, that is absolutely patently false. You do not know exactly what you're going to get paid. They don't just walk in and say, okay, you're making $5 million. That's what you're making. It's not true. There are intricacies to that contract that are different for every single rookie. You need someone to assist you with this process. And more importantly, you need an agent, Lamar. You need an agent. You need somebody to be able to speak to these NFL teams, set up your meetings, do it in a professional manner. And guess what? If an NFL team can't get in touch with you before the draft to set up a workout because they can't get in touch with your mom, I mean, the warning signs are going off. Buddy, you're getting horrible advice. You are getting horrendous advice. And guess what? You're getting it from your mom. And she's not qualified. She may be the most lovely woman in the world. My mom is a powerhouse. I got to tell you, she's a powerhouse. She took a job when I went to first grade. My mom took a job with a high school education, and she had worked for Bell Telephone Company before she started to have children. Well, I was her last child. And when I went to first grade, she went back into the workforce. And my mom went back and took a job and got a job as the secretary to the president at Bryn Mawr College. So my mom goes back into the workforce as a secretary. When she retired after I graduated from college, and she was widowed at that time, she became a widow, my mom was the coordinator of grants and loans with a high school education. Moms can be powerhouses. And I get it, Lamar. You love your mom. Your mom's a powerhouse. You think she's smart. You think she's great. You think you know that she's going to have your back. And I bet you all of those things can be absolutely true. But I will tell you with unmitigating facts at my disposal that your mom's not prepared to run your career. Unless you wanted to be one of the Kardashians, where mom is willing to whore out the children to pad the coffers in the bank account. If your mom's not willing to be LeVar, you know, wants to be LeVar Ball and wants to use your career to pad his wallet, all the things that LeVar couldn't do on his own, don't fall into that trap. Your mom doesn't seem like that kind of lady. From what I'm reading, she doesn't seem like she wants center stage. She wants the spotlight. She's just looking out for your back, and I think that's awesome. But you're making a big mistake. You are making a huge mistake. And let mom be by your side for it all. But guess what? Once you leave Louisville, once you go to be a professional, it's time to leave mommy at home. Mom doesn't come to work with you. Mommy doesn't talk to my bosses at 6A to the Fan in Atlanta or CBS Sports Radio, or better yet, she does talk to Shaq, but that's when Shaq Crank calls her. I don't understand it. Loyalty is one thing. Blatant stupidity is another. Don't fall into that trap. Make sure mom's a part of it all. But respect your career enough to do things the right way, to not have NFL teams not even be able to get in touch with you. There is a way that NFL teams expect to be able to do business. And as we talk quarterbacks, the new Johnny Manziel con job has begun. Now, Johnny, can I give you advice? You're selling it way too hard. This little goody two-shoes routine that you're putting on, I'm not buying it, and I have a feeling a lot of other teams aren't either. Canada is a very beautiful place. We have tons of great listeners in Canada. Love y'all. Love y'all. Always hear from the Canadian folks. By the way, I was showing some love to Toronto. One of our listeners sent me a very nice care package. No, the Kincaids will visit Toronto in 2019. We're looking forward to it. It's beautiful, and I appreciate you sending along the tour guide and everything else and some other goodies. But I got to tell you, Johnny Manziel, the quicker you can get above the border, get across the border. Get there. Show everybody you can play. Call Warren Moon. Call Doug Flutie. Ask what it's like. Ask if a small investment in yourself and in your career could benefit you for a chance to get back into the NFL. Show them you can play, because no team is going to toss you the keys to their franchise. Not without a breathalyzer, I'll tell you that much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.